Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
I want to teach you on the subject of kingdom preparations. I want to start to do that. Kingdom preparations. Today we want to look at how to wait on the Lord personally. Bow your hearts with me. Father, help us today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the kingdom of God does not just manifest. The kingdom of God has to be prepared for. John the Baptist was specially brought by God to prepare people for the kingdom, for the coming of the kingdom. So you may have the kingdom of God in you when you are a believer, but God says that it takes preparation for it to manifest. We have to start preparing ourselves for God's rule to manifest in our lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The solution to Satan taking over this world is the kingdom of God coming. You know, when man sinned, Satan took over the rulership of this world and he broke down every structure that God has set up. He replaced it with his own system. So in God solving the problem of the earth going astray, he introduced or he reintroduced the kingdom of God through Jesus, because that is the solution to the installations of the devil in our society, in our lives, wherever we find ourselves as humans. So listen very carefully to me. The solution to living as God has ordained for us on this earth is building kingdom models.
Amen.
I'll say it again. The solution to living as the way that God has ordained for us to live on this earth is for us to build kingdom models in our lives.
Pastor,
why? Because for every satanic system, there is a kingdom model that replaces it.
Pastor,
for every satanic installation or system, it could be in your finances, in your marriage, in your relational life, in your spiritual life, in your career. For every satanic system, it takes a kingdom, building the kingdom to replace that system.
Amen. Na maraka ina abon samre shisha ebi ana shisha owa warum owa wejumum.
Now, this is just an introduction. If you build a kingdom model, you will replace the satanic system.
In
whatever aspect of your life it is, you have to be building. Now, the model you should be building is the kingdom model. Because that is the only thing that can displace or replace the satanic system or model.
egbe oda abri biara no ekwadara de erisi yankopon na hinzi owa abrabo mo sande nyame na hinzi na erisi owa abrabo mo no onu na obotum abonsa no hihye wa hihye biara we ye fi wo ensi yankopon na hinzi no no chede abonsa no hihye ohihye no obotum ejina.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we think about the years ahead of us, we must ask ourselves a very important question. Whatever thing that I am building or you are building, ask yourself, is it a kingdom model? Because if it is not a kingdom model, you can sweat. I mean, people can encourage you in it, but I am sad to say that you are wasting your time. It cannot replace Satan's system.
Osana dem eri sino so anyankopon na hinze ne hihye ya onfo wo fast na ebeye onfo wo hihye ya ebeye mezo wa ho ze na ze beye so anyankopon ne hihye nkotinza ontum nsu abonsam ne ze na opeda oyen.
So ask yourself, in my marriage, am I building a kingdom marriage?
Na bi so wo da wa worum eri sin yankopon na hinze wo ma na.
In my finances and the way I deal with money, is it a kingdom model?
Well, I am a sicker sum, and I can't have a father, I'm a sicker year, Juma, or I am a shishana, he's a shishana.
In my spiritual life, am I following the model of the kingdom?
Well, Musun Suma for my name, Christian Abraham, Yamanish Shah, I am a shishana, or on a misericana.
You know, the satanic system legitimizes itself by hiding under or behind humans.
Now, oye abonsam ne hyehye no wa ahyada ahyehye ma wa yeda ma owo nyimpa na afa mintere yepo a ehu.
What it does is that it clothes itself in order for it to obtain acceptability. It clothes itself with a human system, with the worldly system, so that it will be acceptable to Christians. After all, everybody does it this way.
Na abonsam ne hyehye no ozunzema bi esinipi. Na nzema ose ozo esinipi in there. Ozunu wa hyehye oyɛ amanyum nsam. Anado ne wa hyehye wiaze mun nsam. Ozunu wa esumanyi pa ne chi no oyɛ damaze nto oba ne de oyɛ aze bi obiara ogitum.
Ladies and gentlemen, anything outside the word of God is a human system.
Na mamere kind of biara wafa yankopon ne chi na wɔyɛ no onye biibia ofinyame.
I will say it again. Anything outside the word of God, in breach of the word of God, is a human system. And I don't care how it is relevant. I don't care how you labor in it. It cannot replace a demonic system.
Na biara okutie anada zibiara obi ya okutie yankopon asem no onyanze obotum na wa hye ahinze no moma.
In other words, it cannot bring the rule of God in your life. It cannot make you live life as God has ordained for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we need to prepare for the kingdom in the coming years. We want to look at waiting on God personally. Because there is a kingdom way of waiting upon God, and then there is a worldly religious way of waiting upon God. Isaiah chapter 50 and then verse 10. The Bible is comparing two systems. Verse 10, Isaiah chapter 50. It says that, who is among you that feareth the Lord? Now, there is a problem with the interpretation here. I want to help you to get the interpretation of verse 10 right. Okay? So, there are two questions in verse 10. The first one is, who is among you who feareth the Lord? The answer is that he should obey the voice of his servant. And his servant, in the context of Isaiah's prophecy, is referring to Jesus. So the first question says that if you fear the Lord, then obey Jesus. There is a second question. Is there somebody among you who is walking in darkness and has no light? Who is among you who is walking in darkness and has no light? That's the second question. The answer is, let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. So God is asking, is it that you are walking in darkness and you have no light? Then you must wait upon the Lord. Stay upon the Lord or wait upon the Lord. Verse 11 now. Behold, all you who kindle a fire. That compassed yourselves about with sparks.
Now was it oye ijana from an uchwa one who shiano?
Walk in the light of your fire.
One nan to ijano na kanumu.
And in the sparks that you have kindled.
Now oye ijan from an one wabo mazana akane shono.
This shall you have of my hand.
E yin no ube nye fiman sano.
You shall lie down in sorrow.
Also the ebatsna oye eyo.
Now, Isaiah chapter 50 verse 10 is talking about the kingdom system. And verse 11 is talking about a worldly system. In other words,
he
says that if we want to have the kingdom of God manifest in our lives, and then we fear the Lord, and then we are even walking in darkness, we must wait upon the Lord.
Now also say pede yankopona himano obeyna brabom na yesro yankopona za owade yetsene na asene yetwe nanyim.
Now that is the kingdom system. The alternative, the worldly system, is to kindle your own fire.
Na say ebe wi asafo ma wankasa wujan wankasa kane show.
And then you compass yourself about with your own sparks.
Na wankasa ezu injana frama na wankasa kane show no ono na ezigbo twon ho ehia.
These are fires and lights that you yourself, in your logic, in your wisdom, determine that, well, I have to do this and I have to do that. God says that you have kindled that fire, walk in the light of that fire. The unfortunate thing is that you are going to have sorrow in the end.
Na osana da oye ija wankasa agbana mframa meja na soho nti de meja no ho eya ubiara osana wana aye nti wankasa so ebe na ntumu damara na eya o na ebenya.
It is easy in life, ladies and gentlemen, for us to start our own fires.
Na odu se bipo ayi na kasa na ija na yesha ase na yesho.
It is a fire and everybody will think that you are okay.
Na se e wo jema obi agbodwe ne de oye.
Everybody will commend you that, look, you have a certain form of fire.
No, papa.
But God says that that is a fire that I did not kindle. It is a world system that you are following. It is a human logic that you are following. God says that that one will not end you well. Because it will not bring God's rule, what he has ordained, into your life. The solution to living out the life God has ordained for us. It begins by waiting upon the Lord. It begins by staying upon the Lord. Christians don't do their things and prepare for their future the way unbelievers do.
Say a Christian,
unbelievers, according to Paul, they use lightness. No, lightness. They don't care much. They don't put in any match.
March in there.
In other words, they did not prepare themselves the way that Christians have to prepare themselves. I believe that God wants us to put aside the ways of the world and all of your friends who put pressure upon you, put it aside and stay upon the Lord, because He is going to give you directions for your life. And when you follow that direction, what God has ordained for your future is going to come.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What does it mean to wait on the Lord? It means to rely on God to be with you. And to be with the Lord when practically nothing is happening in your life. Because there are times that we see that practically nothing new is happening. But that is the time that God says that you should wait. He said, wait. Wait because nothing really is going on. But you need to wait upon the Lord. At the time that you are not seeing top. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Waiting on God is a time of revelation. You wait on God and He gives you new things. He gives you direction. He gives you targets. He just reveals things to you. The Bible says that the Lord won't do nothing until He reveals it.
Amen.
You want God to work in your life. You want God to move in your life. It doesn't come by going your own way to kindle your own fire. It comes by waiting upon the Lord. Because it is what He reveals that He is going to follow through on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Waiting on God is a time of intimacy. There is a difference between intimacy and familiarity. You can be familiar with somebody and not be intimate with a person. Judas was familiar with Jesus. But he was not intimate with Jesus. John enjoyed intimacy with Jesus. The enemy of intimacy is familiarity. You can be so familiar with a way of doing something that you are robbed of the intimacy that you should get.
Every
day, if you are a good Christian, you pray. But that kind of thing is what I call familiarity. In waiting upon the Lord, you are aiming at intimacy. I do not want you to let familiarity with prayer rob you of the intimacy that you must get in waiting on the Lord.
de biara mo bompe inti mo bompe yankopon odo otie a na mmom ekwana egbotwa yankopon nnyim amenyankopon etume yi biblia chrew na waka abom ayaze no ono no ohia.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The third thing about waiting upon God is that it is a time of putting things, God putting things on you
now,
or in you. God wants to plant things in you. He wants to put things on you. He wants to plant things in your spirit. He wants to put things in your life. It does not come by doing helter-skelter Christianity. It comes by taking time off to wait upon the Lord. Because some of us, the way that God is going to reveal His direction for our future and all that to us, for next year to us, He is just going to put it on your spirit. Some of us, you will get it so clear that you will wake up from the time of waiting upon the Lord, knowing that God wants me to do this and that in a very clear form. Some of you too, you will not get it in that clear form. But the Lord is going to drop it upon your life. He's going to drop it in your spirit. And as you move into your future, you realize that certain new things are popping up. It took place when you waited upon the Lord and God put that thing, deposited it there.
May
the Lord plant things on your spirit.
Amen.
May the Lord put things in your life. May your life not repeat itself. May new things happen in your life. By doing the right thing. Going before the Lord and waiting upon Him and telling Him, the Lord, drop things in my life which will be manifest in my future. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, after God drops things on us or in us, I want to quickly add that we must move out to work it out. The Bible says, I work out your own salvation, Philippians 2:12, with fear and trembling. God said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Because He is the one who is working in you. God will always concentrate in working in you. But you must work it out. The kingdom must be manifest in every aspect of your life. So we have a responsibility after waiting on God. We must move into the future with action. But it's not an action that we do without the Lord. The Bible says that you do it with fear and trembling. In other words, you do it carefully that you do not do the wrong thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is important for me to labor this point because, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ did not come to give us fish. There are times that we say that, well, God didn't do the thing that He put upon my heart and things like that. God did not change my circumstance. God did not deliver me from a problem. But I want you to know that Jesus did not come to just give us fish. He came to enable us or to teach us to fish. Jesus came to enable us to fish even from Satan's waters. And when we are able to get the fish, we give the glory to him for enabling us and teaching us how to get our own fish. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus will concentrate on changing us, but we must change our circumstances.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Jesus did not come to change our world.
Jesus,
he came to change you and me. And commissioned us to change our world.
He
did not come to change our families and our society. He came to grab hold on you and change you. So that you, with his enablement, will go and change your society. If you only wait upon the Lord and we do not move out to work out the things that he has planted inside of us, it will look like the Lord is not with us or with you.
Hallelujah. Amen.
If you sit down for things to happen, I think that it is spiritual lottery.
There
are certain people, they just take some papers and they work the things out. They will never work. They work things out and then they believe that one day they are going to just come by some big money.
They
are waiting for financial miracles. But Jesus did not come to make us spiritual lotto takers. People who just wait upon him and do nothing and move to do nothing. People who are there and we are just waiting for a mighty miracle. He wants us to move out. Look at Jeremiah 48. Jeremiah 48. And then verse 11. We'll take it from verse 10. So that you understand what 11 and 12 is about. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. In other words, the person is pretending that he is doing the work of God, but really he is not doing anything. He has a title that he is so and so, he is so and so in the church, but really he is not working. He is not working. He is not working the thing out.
And cursed
be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. Cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. You know what God is decrying in verse 10, Jeremiah 48, is people who are not doing action. They are not taking their sword out for anything. So in that spirit, listen to verse 11. It says that Moab has been at ease from his youth. And he has settled on his lease. And has not been emptied from vessel to vessel. Neither has gone into captivity. He says, as a result of that, his taste remaineth in him. And his scent is not changed. Verse 12. Therefore, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that I will send unto you wanderers. That shall cause him to wander. And shall empty his vessels. And break their bottles. Now what the Lord is saying is very serious here. Because he's talking about Moab, that Moab does not move from place to place. The imagery is the way that wine is refined. You know, when wine is being refined, you press the wine press, the juice come out, and you put it in a bottle.
Now,
when the wine is put into that bottle, you wait for it to settle, the lees settle at the bottom.
And
then when it is settled, you pour it from one container to the other container. Now you wait for the lees, the particles, to also settle in the second container. And you pour it from the second container to a third container. Now the more there is pouring taking place, the more the wine is purified. What the Lord was saying was that Moab has not been poured out, has not been purified. In fact, he even said that he has not gone into captivity before.
Now my Bible kind of more, but baby Ojina no Jina so I wine wasn't good bottle crew, baby Ojina uncle.
He has been at ease all the time. So he says that I'm going to send him wanderers. In other words, I'm going to send him people who move him. And God says, I'm going to break his bottle and I'm going to empty his container, and I will cause wanderers to move him from place to place so that he is purified.
Now my uncle power car for more about him there. Osando Jina Fakunti, or Bosma and Wafubima Wabana Brabum. Now I banner Waba was so on a cacra. Now was so now what so now, O Guman, our Taifa, Crono, our pen, and Mamua, where two men out while called the mistakes in a wine upon, and ma, where two work
and wash. And that is how the Lord is going to do to some of you.
Now, Damani and Cooper Bayacha, you will be known.
If you are going to be at ease and not move,
Sir Albert Nafa, Crona and Count Washua,
is going to send wanderers.
Our Bosma and Wafubi.
So that they move you, empty you from bottle to bottle.
Hallelujah. Amen. You came from heaven to
earth.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.